Now listen to verses 3 and 4. For what the law could not do in that it was weak through the flesh, God sending his own Son in the likeness of sinful flesh, and for sin, condemn sin in the flesh, that the righteousness of the law might be fulfilled in us who walk not after the flesh but after the Spirit. Let me give you my translation, and I think it'll bring out several things that we need to understand, because this is the crux of the whole matter. Listen very carefully. For the thing impossible for the law, in which it was powerless through the flesh, God having sent his own Son in the likeness of the flesh of sin, and in regard to sin, he condemned sin in the flesh in order that the justification, that is the righteous result of the law, might be fulfilled in us who walk not according to the flesh, but according to the Spirit. Now it was impossible for the law to produce righteousness in man. And this is not the fault of the law. The fault is in man and the sin in his flesh. The law was totally incapable of producing any good thing in man. Paul could say, I know that in my flesh dwelleth no good thing. And friend, that's scripture. That's what the Bible is saying. And that's accurate. That's true of you. It's true of me. And this was because man was totally sinful. Man is totally depraved. Now that doesn't mean the man across the street or down in the next block from you, or it doesn't mean some person that's living in overt sin. It means you and me. The Holy Spirit is now able to do the impossible. The Holy Spirit can produce a holy life in weak and sinful flesh. Now I know but one way of illustrating this and of making it clear to us, and that's by using a very homely illustration. And it's that of a housewife. She goes to the butcher shop. She gets a roast. And after breakfast, she puts that roast in the oven because they're going to have it for the noon meal. And she gets busy in the kitchen when she puts it in the oven, and the telephone rings. She goes to the telephone, and it's Mrs. Joe Doakes on the telephone. And Mrs. Joe Doakes begins by saying, have you heard? Well, she hasn't heard, but she'd like to, and she pulls up a chair. Someone has defined a woman as one who draws up a chair when answering a telephone. And so she gets on the telephone, and Mrs. Joe Doakes really has something to talk about. She talks about the preacher, and she talks about the different members of the church, and she talks about everybody else, and she includes a little politics. So she has a lot to say. And about an hour goes by, and finally this good housewife says, oh, Miss Doakes, you'll have to excuse me. I smell the roast in the stove burning, and I'm going to have to get it out. And it was burning, by the way. She hangs up the phone, rushes into the kitchen. There's smoke in the kitchen now because that roast is burning. She opens the oven and she gets a fork. She puts it down in the roast to lift it up and it won't hold. She can't lift it out. And she tries it again closer to the bone and it still won't hold. And she's a good housewife. And so now she goes and gets a spatula. She puts that spatula under the roast, and now she lifts it out. You see what the fork could not do, in that it was weak through the flesh. Now the spatula is able to do. There was nothing wrong with the fork. It was a good fork. But you see, it couldn't hold the flesh. There was something wrong with the flesh. It's been overcooked, and there has been introduced now something new. The spatula does what the fork can't do. May I say to you, the law is like the fork, in that what the law could not do, it's weak through the flesh. It just won't lift us up. It can't lift us up. But now a new principle is introduced. It's the Holy Spirit. And what the law couldn't do, the Holy Spirit's able to do. Therefore, you and I today are to live the Christian life on the new principle. And it's not this principle of trying to get ourselves by our bootstraps and lifting us up. We'll never make it, friends. And all this business of making resolutions and saying I'm going to do better, all of us have said that. But did we ever do better? The same old thing? Didn't we do that? God is able to do this new and impossible thing by sending His very own Son, His own nature in the likeness of flesh of sin. Christ had the same kind of flesh that we have apart from sin. Will you notice here that the Word of God has to say in Hebrews 2, verse 14, "For as much as the children are partakers of flesh and blood, He also Himself likewise took part of the same, that through death He might destroy him that had the power of death, that is the devil. For verily He took not on Him the nature of angels, but He took on Him the seed of Abraham. Wherefore in all things it behooved Him to be made like unto His brethren, that He might be a merciful and faithful high priest in things pertaining to God to make reconciliation for the sins of the people." Now again in Hebrews 7:26, "For such an high priest become us, who is holy, harmless, undefiled, separate from sinners, made higher than the heavens." And again in Hebrews 10:5, "Wherefore, when He cometh into the world, He saith, sacrifice and offering thou wouldst not, but a body hast thou prepared Me." This was God's way of getting at the roots of sin in our bodies, in our minds, in our spirits. He could come down and execute sinful flesh on the cross so that it had no more rights in human beings. God was able to deal with sin itself. Christ was identified with us. Oh, what condensation that is, friends. Sin has been condemned in these bodies of ours. It has not been removed in spite of the belief of some very sincere people. These bodies are to be redeemed, raised as spiritual bodies, and the Holy Spirit is the deliverer from sin in the body. A great many people think, oh, wouldn't it be wonderful if Christ would come and take us out of this world of sin. And I want to say, friends, that would be wonderful, and I wish it would happen right now. And I want to say that there's something more wonderful than that, and that is to enable you and me to live the Christian life right where you and I are today, in a world of sin. That's more wonderful. And in John 17:15, in His high priestly prayer, He said, "I don't pray to take them out of the world. I pray that You keep them in the world." My friend, that's the important thing, and that's where the victory is, down here. And that's what He wants to do. Now He says that the righteousness of the law might be fulfilled. This is the passive voice, which means that the Holy Spirit produces a life of obedience, which the law commanded but could not produce. The Holy Spirit furnishes the power. The decision is ours, for sin shall not have dominion over us. What a wonderful, glorious thing that is.